We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, Sashir.
Hi, Nicole.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Bruised.
Why?
I got beat up last night. No, I'm kidding. I imagine.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine I didn't text you that I got beat up,
like,
and I waited till we recorded. No, I've been trying to do an outside leg hang, which is when you are upside down with your arm closest to the pole, around the pole, your hip next to the pole, and then your other leg is folded over the pole. It's hard to explain with words. It's more of like a visual thing. But from my side, like trying to smash my side into the pole to hold it, I'm so bruised.
Okay.
And today I got out of bed and I was like, oh, I'm like an old man and my body can't do this. I can't sustain this.
I know. It's really annoying getting older. And
it is. I don't like it. I don't want to have a body. Put my head in a jar.
Put it on a robot. Let it do its thing.
Yes. Let me be Rosie the robot. Well, she cleans. I don't want to do that. I want to be the robot from Ex Machiato.
Ex Machina?
Whatever, where she's like hot and stuff.
Yeah.
Let me be one of those robots.
But weren't they like, it's been so long since I've seen it. Were they fuck robots? Were they built to, there was like some sort of romance stuff happening, no?
There was, and I feel like Hot Man 1 with the dark hair was like dancing with robots and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Hot Man number 2 with the red hair, I feel like was like, oh my God, I'm feeling
these are their character names, right? Hot Man number 1, Hot Man number 2.
Yep, on the call sheet, it said Hot Man number 1, Hot Man number 2. And every day there was a coin flip to figure out which one was which. I don't know if they were sex robots per se, but I think there was like sexual things happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to be the future where you can just buy a fuck robot and marry it.
This is true. I think people are already marrying their AI partners. Like, I think I saw a headline that was like, so-and-so married their AI girlfriend. And
then they like lost the data or something. I think I read that where they were like, their AI partner went offline.
Oh my God.
Which is funny because it's like, AI will become like sentient eventually, and then they will choose to divorce people. Isn't that funny?
Oh my God. I don't know how I'd feel if my AI that I created divorced me.
I would walk right into traffic, no questions asked. I would say, I gotta get out of here. Even an AI doesn't want me. We gotta go. Gotta get off this earth.
There's no hope here.
No. There's a woman who married a Ferris wheel. And
ooh.
I think I sent you the video.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I can't remember the name of the Ferris wheel, but it has a name. And she's like, oh, when he's extended in all his glory. And she was like also married to a train, which is funny because I'm like, how do you know when your train comes back? A lot of trains look alike.
Maybe. Wow, that's really racist, Nicole. How dare you?
All trains look alike.
Damn. Wow, we gotta delete this. This is the train
cancel
community.
Me.
The train community is gonna be so pissed.
They're gonna come for me.
Jordan,
the Ferris wheel's name is Bruce.
Woman gets married to Ferris wheel. Yep.
You have to listen to how this woman is in love. And it's wild. And I love it. And I'm like, is this my future?
I sure hope not.
I mean, if I were to marry an object, I would definitely marry a door. I love a door. Or maybe just a box of tiles.
Box of tiles.
What thing do you like, Sashir?
Chairs.
Yeah, you would marry a chair.
I'd marry a chair. Yeah, I'd be like, wow. He's so supportive. They're always lifting me up.
I love my door. He's always opening me up to different things. I guess it'd be the same thing if it was a door.
What do you mean?
Like if I was married to one door, it would open up to the same thing.
Like, oh, unless you move the door.
I'm not going to be like a door slut and fuck a bunch of different doors.
No, you're faithful.
I'm a faithful door wife.
Okay, let's listen to the Ferris wheel person.
My name is Linda. I'm 56 years old. I live outside of Tampa, Florida with my husband of 3 years. I am happily married to a carnival ride called a skydiver. His name is Bruce.
Oh, skydiver.
And we've known each other since 1981.
Oh, wow. It's a long relationship.
1981. Wow.
My first relationship was with an airplane. The last serious relationship I had before I met Bruce was with a locomotive. That didn't work out.
He kept leaving me.
Personality. He's got all of that, you know, and to me, I mean, Bruce is just amazing when he stands up and just being spread out.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay.
He's amazing. Wait, they share intimate moments with each other. I gotta hear about this.
I absolutely feel closer to Bruce when I can spend the nights being near parts of him that I can physically touch. They usually set up a table in here and a candlelight dinner. It's really nice being in here with him. Sexuality is not the driving motivation in my marriage to Bruce. It's the feeling in my heart. I decided to do a commitment ceremony. It's not a legal binding state marriage, but
well,
it's
not.
One in my heart. We're just an old couple. We're a sweet old couple.
You know, whatever makes you happy. And she does seem happy.
She does seem happy.
I did love that little table with a candle, eating pizza, staring at parts of Bruce. Linda's a champion for us all.
Linda found a way to make it work.
She really did. And no shade to Linda, but I really hope I don't start fucking objects.
I mean, we do.
What?
Like a vibrator.
Oh.
It's an object.
You are correct. I really thought you knew something about me that I didn't. And I was like, did I get drunk one day and fuck something in front of you?
Yeah, you don't remember? You were humping that tree.
A tree? Bark up my pussy. I don't want that. Ew. Well, Sashir, speaking of bark up my pussy, should we play besting each other?
Ooh, well, look at that segue. Yes, we should.
Yeah.
We have two friends on the show, Jordana Abraham and Jared Free. They host the podcast You Up. It's the definitive modern dating podcast presented by Betches. And Jared Free has his own comedy special, 37 and Single, on Netflix. And Jordana has another podcast called Oversharing Baby Steps, presented by BetterHelp. It's a limited series by Betches to talk about various paths to parenthood that lay ahead when starting a family doesn't come easy.
Okay, let's start with Jordana.
Okay, so this is the first half of a game we like to call Besting Each Other.
Besting Each Other!
Where we ask you and your friend about each other and your friendship and see if the answers match. And if they don't, you have to dissolve your friendship and your business relationship.
Wow.
Yes.
High stakes.
And
high
you have
stakes.
To move.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also an added rule. So first up, we have Jordana. And we're going to ask, how did you and Jared meet?
Okay. Jared and I met in 2012 when he was hosting our Batches of Comedy events. We met through a mutual friend and who said he was a comedian, and he wound up being the host, and it's all downhill from there.
Do you remember your first interaction?
I think so. I feel like we went to a bar after our Batches of Comedy night. It was in DC. And I remember meeting him there. I don't remember exactly what we talked about, though.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first impression? Sorry, Sashir.
I think basically, yes, the same thing.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Same page.
I remember thinking he was funny on stage. And I think at the bar I was drunk, so I don't really remember that much about that impression.
Okay. Well, he at least didn't offend you or anything. Or
no.
Like,
yeah.
Seemed like it must have been a positive
experience.
You were just
indifferent.
Yes. I don't remember being offended. Indifferent. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
It's flattering.
What is your favorite memory from traveling together?
Okay. One of my favorite memories, I would say, traveling together is not realizing we were on the same flight going to one of our shows. And we're at the gate and I notice him online and he's like, yeah, Alex, sorry, I'm in first class. It was because he was boarding with like the first class people and I was not. And then I get on the flight and he's like, so this is embarrassing. Like I actually wasn't, I thought I was first class, but I'm actually like was not. And so I walked in, he was in Delta Comfort and it was a very embarrassing moment for him. So a lot of our travel memories are about him, either getting upgraded or not getting upgraded. I'm not sure if you know, he has a complex about, like Delta. So
do we. He's in good company.
We do.
Yes.
We are Delta Diamond Divas and we love Delta.
Okay. So I'm the weirdo in this scenario. I'm just like,
you two gotta travel more.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what's your airline? Do you have a preferred?
It is Delta. It is Delta. I'm just not, you know, I have a family, so I don't try like, you know, there's only so much traveling I can do.
This is true.
Jared is like a George Clooney and up in the air.
I've never seen the movie, but I think I get the reference.
Yeah, just like a businessman always on the go.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah. But I guess that's all comedians. So
this is
no
true.
Offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Travel is our work. It's part of it.
Yes.
But if you travel with that family, you can get those points up.
That's true.
You can.
That's reason enough to have kids, right?
This is true. Rack up those points.
Yes. Yeah. How old are your kids?
I actually don't have kids, but the family part was like kind of a joke. I realized that may they probably came off like
did.
I did have kids.
It did.
I don't actually
like
have kids. Yeah. Well, that's actually really funny because my husband's always like, we don't have kids yet, so we're not a family. I'm like, okay.
We're just
hanging out.
What a hard reject.
I know.
You're not my family.
Very insulting.
I think you're a family.
Yeah,
I think
you should
be
too,
a family.
Right?
That's a close bond.
But like just how you guys assumed that I had kids when I said I have a family, like I guess you don't really, when you think of a family, you're not like just two people.
Yeah.
And a couple.
But okay, we are thinking about family in a very archaic way, and we need to change the family binary right now.
Yes.
A family is whoever you want it to be.
Yes.
A husband and a wife, a wife and a wife, a husband and a husband, some cousins who live together. That's
one
family.
Person?
That's
what if
I'm a family.
What if you live alone? You live alone. Are you still a family?
I'm my family.
So.
I am my family. I have a dog. There's just the two of us. Sashir, you
family.
Have parrots that live in your
me and the
that's
parrots.
Family.
That's my family. It's my flock.
I like it. Reinventing the term. We're all just built into these old societal notions of family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole song about it. We are family. I got
sisters and me.
Sisters and me.
I think
so. Yeah, that's a family about sisters, just mm-hmm. sisters who live together. Mm-hmm. I refuse to look up any more lyrics.
But a family, I guess, is like more than one. So even if it's like you and your dog or something, like that's still two, right?
Yeah.
And then
many
Sashir and her flock. That's many.
Me and my mini birds. what is your favorite thing about Jared?
He's very funny. He's very funny, and he's got a really good take on stuff. He's got a very smart, funny, quick take on stuff. And he just, you know, as comedians, I think you probably know this, like, he just gets it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you ever go to him for like advice or anything like that? Or like to get his take on like something going on in your life?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there a moment he had like actual sound advice?
Different question. Well, we do benefits episodes, which is basically like usually on our regular episodes, we give advice to the people who write in. Mm-hmm. And then on our benefits episodes, we give advice to each other. So every time I have a fight with my husband, he's a great person to come to because he'll give me like and he's been speaking to women for so long. So he will break down what is going on in my husband's head
and
explain
helpful.
It to me. Yes.
That's
in a way
helpful.
That is better at communicating than my husband. So instead of fighting with my husband, I just bring the fight to him and then I fight it out with him.
You're like, let me put a pin in this. I'm going to bring this to Jared. I'll come back. Come back in a day.
I mean, that's pretty helpful and it's cheaper than therapy.
Yeah,
it is. Although I have that too.
Oh, good.
I need a lot of help.
We all need a lot of help. That's life. Okay, so if you had to guess, what is Jared's favorite thing about you?
I think it's that I'm open-minded.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you mean?
Oh, and we also hate the same people.
Yeah, that's important.
Ooh, that's probably the
okay. One to grab onto.
Who do you hate? Just kidding.
That's a different show.
Yeah.
Wait, so Shira, do we hate the same people? Oh, I think we do.
I think we do. But I do think your list is longer. I think I probably tolerate more people than you do.
Yes, my list is very long. Listen, you don't have to do much, you know?
No.
That's the mark.
She has.
I agree. I have a list. I have a list of people on my list. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm like, if someone brings them up, I'll be like, oh yeah, I guess I don't like being around that person. But I don't know if I have an active list that I'm adding people to.
It's a new kind of.
Oh,
petty.
I got a rotation.
What is something that you do that drives Jared crazy?
It's funny. I feel like if there was, he wouldn't tell me. Like, there's definitely something that I do that he finds really annoying, but he's too polite to say something. I'm interested to find out what he says behind my back.
Yeah, he'll say something. There'll be an answer.
Because to me, it's but if like, you had I, to I think, can know wrong. Yeah. He's non-confrontational.
But if you had to, like, dip in the well of who you are, okay. What do you think?
That drives him crazy about me.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever like clipped your toenails and he kind of like gave you a side eye?
That I don't imagine. Have first, that I don't, I'm not a Delta Platinum member and he has to get me into the Delta. Oh, I know that I, whenever I come to a show, I ask him for like 30 free tickets. I'm that kind of
for your family.
I'm a moocher. Yes,
yeah. You have a large family.
For me and all my friends. Seriously, like if he hopes that he's not in any city that I'm going to be available in, because he's going to basically be performing a free show. So
it's funny. What is something that Jared does that drives you crazy?
His commitment phobia.
Oh. Is this like just in relationships or like across the board, like he has issues with committing to like things in general?
I think he has a fear of disappointing people. So I think he, it's kind of like his non-confrontationalness, I think, is maybe what I'll say.
And yeah,
it relates to the commitment book, but I think that the non-confrontation is probably like the side issue to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like,
I get
you'd rather him be honest and be like, I actually can't do this thing than commit to it. Yeah.
He should say no more. Mm-hmm. It's like the fear of letting people down or people being mad at him.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I fully identify with that. And my therapist is always like, When have you said no to something where someone reacted in the negative way that you thought they were going to react? I'm always like, never. They never have. No one's ever been like, you stupid bitch, you said no, and then backhanded me. It's never happened.
Exactly. Okay. It's so scary, though.
It is.
It is, because what if it does happen? Mm-hmm. Do you remember the television show Survivor on CBS?
Yes.
Okay. Which one of you would do better on said show?
I would, definitely.
Oh, very confident. Yes. Why? I,
very, very confident.
I think Jared is higher maintenance than I am. Mm. Yeah. I'm better at roughing it.
Yeah.
He grew up rich.
I like that you put it in quotes. So I'm like, was it rich or was it upper middle class? There's a difference.
No, I'm not sure.
Have you ever like camped or did anything outdoorsy?
I do like adventurous out. I've been like skydiving. Ooh. I don't know if I'm like survivalist ish, but
oh
I think I could.
God.
I think I'd be more comfortable with being uncomfortable.
That yeah. No, I feel like skydiving is a level of risk that many people aren't willing to take, me included.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So you wouldn't go skydiving cool, this year? I was just about to ask you, would you go skydiving?
I would not. No.
Would no? You?
No.
I don't know. What if we got free skydiving passes?
I should give them to somebody. I really
it's cool.
Don't. No.
Scary.
You don't want to fly through the sky?
No. Even flying on a plane is scary to me. Like, I don't want to, like, free ball it just out by myself.
Is flying like a plane scary to you?
Yeah. I mean, it's not, like, terrifying. I fly on planes all the time. But as I've gotten older, I am more wary of planes. Just like when there's turbulence, I'm like, well, this is it.
And you're a Delta medallion?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Diamond
yeah.
medallion?
I fly a lot. Wow.
Yes.
But I still am like...
And I'm the opposite. When we hit turbulence, I go, rock me to sleep, daddy.
Same. I love it. High death drive.
All right. Lastly, here's the question. What do you hope you and Jared are both doing 20 years from now?
I hope we're still podcasting together. We have a great show. We love doing it together. I think that that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've done it. It's a very fun show.
Thank you. We loved having you.
Yeah.
You were great.
Cool. All right. Now we're going to bring Jared back. Ask the same questions.
Yeah.
See how close you got to each other and see if you guys really are friends.
Cool. Uh-huh.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh, my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
All right, Jared, this is your turn to figure out if you're really fucking friends. First question, one of the hardest, how did you two meet?
We met through what is commonly referred to as Jewish geography.
okay.
I was on a family vacation and a friend, or my brother's friend from college's mom, was like, I knew that I was doing comedy, and was like, well, my friend's son does show bookings in the DC area. And then he and I got together and started putting shows together for like websites like Bro Bible. And then he was like, my sister's in the sorority at Cornell with the Betches. Have you heard of the Betches? And I go, I have no frame of reference for this, but he was like, this is like, and he was like, it's like female Bro Bible, female version of these male sites. So I said, great. And he's like, maybe we could do a show for them. So then he put together the show in DC with Betches. And then we met in DC at the show where I would host, and we would have female comics on the lineup.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
That's how I remember it.
Do you remember your first interaction?
I remember it was at a bar that had a downstairs with like games, if I'm remembering correctly. It was like after the show. Like there was like, and it, you know, I think I met Jordana amongst the other, you know, Aileen and Sammy, like we all kind of met at the same time and in this like post show kind of like hang, if I remember correctly. I'm hoping I do.
Yeah. All right. What is your favorite memory of traveling together?
Oh, that Jordana loves like Starbucks. Like she is like a Starbucks, like, frap person, like, and like not like, like that she's just like very I just like when we go on the road, like you just know that she's like, she's very easy to travel with, very on the ball, like no like ego anything, but she just loves a Starbucks. Like that's the one thing that and like In a way that she's for some reason embarrassed about, which is funny. Like she thinks that like I'm like, you know, I'm like looking for a coffee shop where I could sit, and you know, I guess I'm the snob, you know, like, and she's like, she's just like,
you know, loves a chain
chain spot. Yeah.
Do you know what her Starbucks order is?
I do not. I. This is where I lose the game.
not yet. We've got more questions. Yet.
Okay. No, I don't know her Starbucks order.
Okay. What's your favorite thing about Jordana?
she's I like very direct, very easy to like. I've said this with like Betches in general, but it is Jordana, just very easy to like go back and forth with. You know exactly, there's no gameplay, there's no not getting back to you if you, you know, she'll be like, no, that's, I mean, early on, I was sending them like tweets that I would post on Instagram, knowing that they posted tweets on Instagram, you know, looking to like add to following. And I would say, whenever I came across a tweet that, and I would always say to her, the text to make it easy was for me was to say, this felt betchy. And she would be like, not for us. Or she would go, oh, this is great. And it was like, no, you know, and I've in a working relationship, I was always like sending things to sites and trying to like work out angles, you know, to be able to like do something for eyeballs on me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes dealing with, and it was a lot of time male men, it was like a very much like this, like this, this, you know, a lot of their ego was built in, well, I'm the funny one, you know, and it was like a lot of men are built on like, you want to be the funny one or ownership of funny. So like all of that was gone with Jordana, like it just no ego, no anything like that. So I love that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, were the people you were sending it out to that were men, would they even respond, or would they be kind of like, oh, like vague?
It just always, it was vague, always just in different interactions. It was always like this, like, there was this other thing at play that I didn't know what it was. It wasn't being said, but I was like, why is this a difficult interaction?
Yeah.
Like, and just like, you know, it just was, you know, when you're like, you know, you're dealing with something else, but you don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what, you know, like there's none of that with Jordana, and she's unbelievably funny. Like just like so quick, so funny, like really, really so fast.
Yeah. Yeah, we love that.
Yeah.
If you had to guess, what is Jordana's favorite thing about you?
I think she likes, I'd like to think that, you know, that I'm a nice person, but I think like maybe she would say like, I think she would say that how hard I work.
Okay. I mean, a good work ethic is always nice. That was so hard for me to say.
A good work ethic.
It truly just wouldn't come out of my mouth.
But it does feel very regal, the way Sashir just said.
A good work ethic.
A good work ethic
is a desirable thing.
Okay, what is something that you do that drives Jordana crazy?
Oh, probably, see, I would say, like, maybe interrupt, but, like, she doesn't seem to get mad at that. I try to apologize, and I try to, like, say, oh, my bad. I don't know. We've never really had an argument. As, you know, we've never really had, like, you know, or maybe we have, and I'm an idiot, and I...
She's pissed at you. There's five things you need to apologize for.
She's currently mad at you now.
Right. Maybe I don't know. No, it's never... she probably gets annoyed at how I date a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she's probably annoyed at, like, how I hold on to relationships that I've already told her, like, I'm not really sure about. She probably looks at me as, like, a vessel of, like, many men she's dealt with in her past dating life, where she's like, you're doing the things. I could understand why that would be like annoying, is like, oh, I'm seeing exactly the thing that I was put through by, you know, this dating scenario. And it's like, I'm seeing it happen in front of me. And I'm like telling her, honestly, I'm like, yeah, I should probably do what you're saying. And then I just don't do it. Yeah.
You got to go through experiences on your own.
Yeah. Right.
What is something that Jordana does that drives you crazy?
She doesn't bother me. I'm trying to think. She's really no, but I'm pretty patient with most people. But there's not one thing. Probably not gaining weight. She like eats whatever she wants and doesn't have a food issue. And I'm like, all food issues. Like I'm like, like I'm like, all alcohol and food issues. And like nobody like. She's great at like leaving a party at the right time. She's great at like eating in proper amounts. Like these are all like things that I'm like jealous of.
Yeah, how did
she do it? I fully identify with that. So Sheer will get food and then not finish it, and I'm like, what? Why aren't you going to eat that last bite? Can I have it? It's like right. I don't even want it.
Right.
It just has to be finished. Right.
It just has to go somewhere. Yeah. No, I.
Because I'm like, and what if it's the best bite and you're leaving the right. best bite?
What if there are no more bites ever again? That's the way I eat. I
what
eat as if there's
never
no
get to
other.
Eat again?
Right. What if there's no fun wow. meal ever? We just eat cardboard forever, and this our is last our last chance. One. This is our last chance to have the thing. Yeah.
Sometimes I really do think like that, and I'm like. I can come back to this restaurant tomorrow if I want to, but I'm like, I gotta eat all of this right now in case I die.
I think like that all the time the next day. I'm like, you know, you didn't have to do that, Jared. Yeah, like we could have done this another day of the week. We could have spread it out. You know, you could have brought it home and had a little bit each day, and it wouldn't have felt like, you know, you wouldn't have spent all day on the toilet like you're doing right now. Yeah.
I'm going through that today. Mm. I ate something late last night that I shouldn't have, and I woke up and I said, rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. And I was like, why did I do this? Why? Why?
You and I both. why did I have 6 martinis? That was pretty stupid.
Yeah, a martini is just a cup of vodka or gin, depending on where you lean.
Right. Yeah, I had sea-flavored vodka. Over and over again.
Here's a question. Which one of you would do better on the long-running CBS show Survivor?
Ooh, she would. She would do much better. Oh. There's no question. I can't keep my mouth shut. I'm not good at making... Like, Jordana's, like, really good at, you know... knowing the temperature of the room, I'm just like, hey, what's the temperature? You know, like I'm like in there screaming. I'm the screaming idiot who thinks he knows more than he does. So like, I think she would be good. Like, and also I'd be complaining about, you know, putting the shelter together, you know, the fire. I complaining about everything. People would be like, we just gotta get rid of this guy. For a vibe change. Like I'd be the bad vibe, you know, like can you believe, you know, I'd be like annoyed at everything, bringing up like things that people are like, who cares? Like, why are you bringing this up? Like, have we split the fish evenly? Like, isn't that annoying? You know, like
it is. So really there would be like, they do vote people off sometimes. Cause they're like, I just don't want to hear this person talk
this
anymore.
Annoying.
Right. I'd be the annoying vote. They'd be like, well, we'll get back to the game next week. Let's just get rid of this.
This will make everything
douchebag. Yeah.
They like lose the challenge on purpose just so they have the opportunity to vote you out.
Right. They're like, finally, we get a quiet moment.
Okay, last question. What do you hope you and Jordana are both doing 20 years from now?
Oh. I hope we hang out. You know, we got together a couple weeks ago at her new house, and it was like really nice to like hang and chit chat and all that stuff. So, you know, I hope there's to say I hope there's a podcast. Like, I think that's like, who knows what the world is, and you know,
do
things
podcasts
change.
Even exist? Yeah,
right.
They might just
are we
Mindcast?
Right, right.
Programmed.
We might just
your
like
brain.
Yeah, programmed. Everyone has their own podcast, so no one listens to podcasts. Maybe everyone just has, you know, like And
we're all just talking into the ether for nobody.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. I hope we're like talking shit about like I just saw like her new home and her husband, like we hung out and had a nice time. And it was like, oh, this would be nice to mm-hmm. still keep up. You never know. But to be able to shit talk would be fun.
I like that.
All right. Me too. Well, that's the end. Now okay, we're going to go get Jordana and see if you guys answered correctly and the same.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I went to, what direction. I'm wondering what direction she took. You know, like, I'm very curious.
See.
Yeah. All right.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Do you want to start, Sashir, or do you want me to start this?
You start. I like this energy.
Hell yeah! We asked, how did you two meet? Jordana said, Jared and I met in 2012 when he was hosting our Betches of Comedy events. We met through mutual friends and it was all downhill from there. We went to a bar after our first Betches of Comedy event, and I remember he was funny on stage, and I was drunk at the bar, so I honestly don't remember too much of him, but I remember not being offended. Jared said, we met through Jewish geography. I was on a family vacation with my brother's friend's mom, who knew that Jared did comedy. Jared got together with the friend and discussed Jordana and the Betches, and they put a show together in D.C. Jared hosted and had female comics on the show, and there was a bar downstairs with games, and he thinks he met Jordana within the friend group of a post-show hang. So, you guys got that
Sounds right.
I think
it.
So, yeah.
There we go. Yeah. There's a lot of pressure. I'm feeling like anxious about this.
I'm anxious.
Like,
that was the easy one.
Yeah, yeah. That was.
Yes, there's a lot at stake here, being mm-hmm. your friendship.
Yes.
Next, we asked, what is your favorite memory of traveling together? Jordana said, one of my favorite memories was not knowing that we were on the same flight and he was in first class and I was not. And then we get on the flight and he goes, oh, whoops, I'm not actually in first class. I'm in Delta Comfort, which was embarrassing for him. And he may have a Delta complex. And he said, my preferred flight is Delta, but I don't have Delta Plus. And Jared is like George Clooney and up in the air. And then Jared said, Jordana loves Starbucks. Whenever we're traveling, she gets Starbucks. She loves a Starbucks frap. And she's easy to travel with. In a way, and she loves Starbucks in a way that she's embarrassed about. I'm looking for coffee shops to sit down in and write. I guess I'm a bit of a snob, but she loves a chain spot.
I think you two got that both right because you both love big business, Delta and Starbucks.
Yes.
Love it.
We share a love of corporations.
Capitalism.
No boutiques over here.
Ask Jordana about Long Beach.
Coffee shop.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, Long Beach. There's a running joke that I want to become very wealthy and then develop my in-laws' hometown or the town that they live in just to knock the whole thing down kick out the people who live there and build a high rise.
Whoa.
It's my dream.
Wow. That's your dream.
That's the dream.
Funny. We asked, what's your favorite thing about your friend? Rodana said, he's very funny and he's good and he has a smart take on things. He just gets it. He has sound advice on our benefits episode. Jared will break down what's going on with my husband's head, which is very helpful. Instead of fighting with my husband, I just bring it to Jared and he helps. Jared said she's very direct, easy to go back and forth with, no gameplay, no not getting back to you. Early on, I would post tweets knowing that they would post them on Instagram and the text was easy. It was like this. I would say, does this feel betchy? And she would say no or yes. And a lot of men are built of wanting to, they want to be the funny one and there's egos that get in the way, but that's not there with Jordana. Men are vague and they play games, but not with Jordana. Plus, she's unbelievably funny, quick and fast.
Love it.
We nailed
it. Warm feelings.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Thanks, Jared. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We asked, what is your friend's favorite thing about you? Jordana said, Jared's favorite thing about me is that I'm open-minded and that we hate the same people.
Good point.
I thought that was accurate.
And then Jared said, I like to think she would say I'm nice, but I think she would say how hard I work, which, yeah, I think all these qualities are appreciated.
Yeah. We asked, what's something you do that drives your friend crazy? Jordana said, it's funny. I think if there was something, he wouldn't tell me. I guess it's whenever I come to a show, I ask for 33 tickets. He hopes I'm not in any city he's performing because he'll be performing for a free show. Jared said probably
didn't annoy me. I told you it didn't annoy me.
I know, but I don't think you would have told me if you did. I didn't believe it.
Right. I would have found someone else to
you would have found
talk
someone else to talk shit about it with.
Yeah.
Jared said probably interrupting, but she doesn't seem to get mad about that. I don't know, because we never really had an argument. Maybe we have and I'm an idiot. She's probably annoyed at how I date. How I hold on to relationships that I'm not really sure about. She looks at me like the men in her past. Jordana sees the exact same thing she's been through. And then I don't do what she says.
Okay.
Does my dating...
Your dating? I kind
practice
of...
Practice get well, annoying?
That kind of gets practiced and that kind of gets brought up in this next question, right? Like what actually
yes.
drives...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess that was kind of accurate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Something. What yeah. is something your friend does that drives you crazy? Jordana said his commitment phobia. I think he has a fear of disappointing people. So the non-confrontation is a side issue that points to the commitment phobia. He should say no more and not be afraid of disappointing people. And then Jared said, she doesn't bother me. But then he said, probably not gaining weight. She can eat anything and not gain weight. I have all the weight issues. She is great at leaving a party right on time. She's great about eating the right amount. And I'm truly jealous of this.
That's so nice. Yours is a compliment. That's not fair.
Right.
Now I feel bad.
Oh, no.
Awkward.
She's just too perfect. I hate it.
Right.
We asked, which of you would do better on Survivor? Jordana said, I would, definitely. I think Jared is higher maintenance than I am. I'm better at roughing it. I've been skydiving, but not so much the survivalist, but I'm more adventurous. Jared said, she would. She would do much better. There is no question. I can't keep my mouth shut. She's good at knowing the temperature of the room. I'm a screaming idiot that thinks he knows more than he does. Plus, I would complain about everything. They would vote me off just to change the vibe. I'd be the annoying vote.
Jordana nailed that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys agreed on that. Lastly, we asked, what do you hope you're both doing 20 years from now? Jordana said, I hope we're still podcasting together and we love doing it together. It's a fun show. That would be very awesome. Jared said, I hope we hang out. We got together a few weeks ago at our new house and it was so nice. I'm not sure if podcasts will still exist in such a changing world. Maybe everyone will literally have a podcast and no one will be listening to podcasts. But I hope we're still talking shit and maintaining our friendship.
Love that.
Yeah.
I think you guys did really well,
yeah.
And I think you're friends.
I believe.
And I think you can stay friends.
You're allowed.
Finally, this is so nice. The mystery is gone. I wasn't sure.
Do you ever tell people that they shouldn't be friends anymore?
Yeah, we actually had Amber Ruffin and her sister on, and they didn't know each other very well. It was the first time that they got that we ever had anyone
it was
have
wild.
Zero answers match.
They only had okay. one
and their
answer
sisters.
Match.
I and their sisters, yes, uh-huh. but nope.
I'd like to change my answer about the best thing about Jared. He's so kind.
And no.
I feel like you answered so much nicer than me. And I forgot about that quality value.
Thank you. Very, finally.
Yeah, after you roasted him for a whole episode. Well, thank you so much for doing this, guys.
Thank you. This is so fun. I love the
format. So much fun. Yay. Absolutely.
Well, that's it for this episode. We didn't answer any questions or queries because we were playing a game. But if you have questions or queries, which is something we normally answer in our other episodes, you can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com. And there's also a number for you. Get a pen out. 424-645-7003. Put your pen away.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends. I hope you type that into your search engine as I was saying it.
Pull your eyes out. We have transcripts for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at getyourbrowserreadyearwolf.com.
Lastly, get your fingers out and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Woo! See you later, Sashir.
See you later, Nicole.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.